Okay, Gitvach. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chav Ches. Third to last daf of the Masechta. We know daf Lamed Aleph is only part of an Amud Aleph. So I don't know if we'll complete Daf Chav Ches. We'll do a bunch of it. Again, another long daf in words, but it goes pretty quickly. We're still discussing the tragedies we discussed. We ended off Erev Shabbos with the five things that happened on Shivas B'Tamas. Now we're up to the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. We are on Chav Ches Amud Aleph on the right by the second line of the page. B'tishbav nigzar al v'seinu shleich chanslaris. On Tishbav, it was nigzar. When we said in the Mishnah, the first of the five things was that we got the besura, we got the gezer, we're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's talking about the dur hamidbar, because of they cried at the negative report from the raglim, and they didn't have amunah in the fact that Kash Baruch Hu said, I'm going to take you to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore don't worry about whatever reports you hear, because of the lack of amunah, that baseless crying, it was nigzer that they will not enter, that whole dirt had to die out in the midbar, they wouldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. Manol, ask them, how do we know this? How do we know that the story happened on Tisha B'Av? Tichsiv. It was in the first month, in the second year, in the first day of the month, that's Rish Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan, in the second year from when the Mitzrayim, that's when the Mishkan was established, that's when the Mishkan was the Chanukah of Mishkan. Vamamar. Shana Rishayna Asamisha Asamishkan. We actually discussed, remember, not so long ago, we discussed that there was 7 days before of the Kamas of Mishkan, where the Miluyim, and we discussed whether Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avaida, he demonstrated the Avaida for 7 days. Did he do it with Big Day Kuna? Or Yanai's Big Day Kuna? That was the last 7 days of Adar. That's before, that was before Rish Chodesh Nisan, which again was the day, at the first day of it was Yom HaShmini, the Hebrew Yom HaShmini, that's the day that Aaron Ubanov took over. Okay. V'yamamar, Shana Shana Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan, in the first year, when they left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan during the first year, Shania, Heike Moshe Asa Mishkan. In the second year, literally, Rish Chodesh Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu established the Mishkan of Shalach Meraglim and sent out the Meraglim. V'chsev, V'yibu Shana 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 Right, that's the month of Iyar. On the 20th of the month, the Anan went up for Mal Mishkan Eidus. The Anan, the cloud that was on the Mishkan, it went away. It went away. That cloud was a signal that Klai Yisrael was supposed to start moving on. Wherever the cloud moved, it was a signal they were supposed to start doing another masa, another travel with the Mishkan. And since they traveled from Har Hashem 3 days, so if they left on the 20th, and we include the 20th as one of those days, 20th, 21st, 22nd, it was the 22nd of Iyar. That lashon of Ayisu Mehar Hashem, it literally means they traveled from our Sinai 3 days, but it's much deeper than that. Nebuchadnezzar, they traveled away from Hashem, so to speak. They were traveling away from Hashem. That's when they opened themselves up to the Meraglim and the evil report. It says that the Asafsef, the mixed people amongst them, which was the Mitzrayim that tried to chop on to Klai Yisrael. They were Mitzrayim that wanted it. They saw the Nisim of the Makas. They saw what happened to the Makas Kisam. They tried to join in to Klai Yisrael, but they weren't really the Erev Rav. They weren't really such upsetting citizens. So they were the ones that were igniting the taiva. What was the taiva? The taiva they were, back then, was for meat. They were igniting a taiva that we want to eat basar. Zacharnu, the basar, we ate in Mitzrayim, we want to eat basar again. So they're the ones that ignited a taiva amongst Klai Yisrael themselves. What does the pasuk say? Vayichu gam b'nei Yisrael. They created a taiva. Vayishuv v'yichu gam b'nei Yisrael also turned and cried once they were ignited with this taiva. And how long did they have this, were they given this meat for? It was a month. So if we were 22 of Iyar, when this month of Kivar Sataiva, of Basa Taiva started, so now we're in the 22nd of Sivan. And we know they waited for Miriam 7 days because she was Saras. So from 22 of Sivan, we get to 29 of Sivan. And that's what it says, Shlach Lan Hashem, sent for you the Meraglim. On the 29th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim, and it says, they returned from spoiling the land. How long were they away for? 40 days. 40 days from Esther Matish of Sivan leaves us at the eighth of Av. Ask the Gemara, you're off by a day. Hani arbam yom nechichad havi. This is 40 days minus one, meaning from the 29th of Sivan to the 8th of Av. Remember, the Meraglim came back on the 8th of Av, gave the bad report, and Klai Yisrael cried at night, the night following, which is the Tisha B'Av, which is the night of the 9th of Av. But according to this Cheshbon, we're off by a day. The Meraglim should have come back on the 9th of Av, and the crying should have been the night of the 10th of Av. We're 1 day short. Amar Abaye, not Shver, Tamas that Hishata, Malui Mali. Tamas that year was a Chodesh Mali. There's a pasuk in Eicha, Kar lemayed lishbar bachuroi. Right? It's a pasuk in Eicha that Kadosh Baruch Hu called it a mayed to break, to crush the bachurim, the young men. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu called it a mayed to break the young men? It means that Reish Chodesh, that year of Tammuz, which was part of the Cheshbon, the Meragim being away, which led to, of course, the Bnei Yisrael crying, which led to the day that in history that was going to be Tisha B'Av. There was two Rosh Chodesh, Mayir over there first Rosh Chodesh. There was two Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't just one day of Rosh Chodesh, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh in that count. Tammuz was a double Rosh Chodesh because it was a 30-day month, so there was a double day of Rosh Chodesh. If you had one day, it comes out now that the Meragim came back on the 8th, and Tisha B'Av was that night when they cried, so it fits perfectly, and they cried the night of Tisha B'Av, and that was Masakin, and that was going to be, it was going to be a Ladairus, a day, time of crying. I'm Rabbi. Oh, sorry, we just said that. Uchsiv. It says the entire nation, the entire Ada, when they heard the report from the Raglim, they lifted their voices up and they cried. And they cried a needless crying. That day was Erev Tishba. When they came back, Erev Tishba was the 8th. You cried a Bechi of Chinam. Now, there's actually a shot on the Gersa here. The Gersa, the way we have it was, they came back on Erev Tishba and they cried. Sounds like the crying was also Erev Tishba. Some actually have a Gersa. They switched the Gersa to Isay Laila Leil Tishba. The night when the Rambam came back was Leil Tishba. That's when they cried. That'll be a simple Gersa change that the Mishnah Shas brings. That'd be a simple way to explain how Tisha B'Av, even if you go to Gersa, we have the Raglim arrived back on the 8th, but till they got out the report, until the people cried, was already the 9th at night. Okay, and Akash Baruch Hu says, Atam b'chisam b'chisam chinam, you cry for no reason, Klai Yisrael, and he kavei lechem b'chidars. You cry for no reason, I'll, so to speak, I'll give you reason to cry. There's going to be, this will be a day where there's reason to cry. Chas v'shalom, Akash Baruch Hu was taking revenge. The point is, these terrorists were going to happen if Klai Yisrael misbehave. These terrorists were going to happen anyway, but now Tishba became the day that'll be Misurgle on for negativity for bad things to happen. If bad things are possible to happen, that'll be the day which is more misurgle because we put the piece into motion by crying for no reason in the first place. Chara Bais Rishon, we said that that the first bias was destroyed. The first bias was destroyed on that day as well, and the second bias. The first bias we should. So in the 5th month, on the 7th day, so that's the 7th of Av. On the 7th of Av, which is in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Melech Bavel, the butcher, Nebuchadnezzar came, Avar Eved Melech Bavel, Yushlaim Yisfas Meshachem. He came and he burnt Meshachem. Sounds like it was burnt on the 7th of Av. Go weiter. In the 5th month, Pesach Chodesh, Hishnas Teisha Esrei, the channel of Melech Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Ban of Zadron, Rava Tabachim, Amal Lefnei Melech Bavel Yushlaim. And this is talking about on the 10th day. On the 10th day of the month. Vitanya, and we looked at Brisa elaborating on these two psukim that we just quoted. First pasuk was Malachim, second pasuk was in Yirmiyo, yet we have a steer, one saying the 7th day was stressing, with the time of the destruction, and one stressing that the 10th day of Av comes along the Brisa and says, you can't say 7 because Brisa says 10. You can't say 10. It already says 7. Ha-Kate said, how do you reconcile it? B'shiva nichasu nachem the on the 7th, the nachem came to Heichel, v'achlu v'kilklu b'y Shvi Shmini, they came and they did terrible acts there on the 7th and the 8th. Utshi Samach Hashecha, so on the 9th, later in the day, it's a key point, on the 9th, later in the day, Samach Hashecha, later in the day on the 9th, Hetzis Ba'ar, they set fire to the Mikdash, Hayadelik Velachem Kulei, and it continued to burn the entire day, which entire day? It was close to evening on the 9th, but they lit on fire, it continued to burn throughout the 10th, according to this understanding of the events, rave of the destruction happened on the 10th, actually. Shenemar, Eilanu Kifana Yoyim, Ki Yinatut Saleh Erev. And that's what Bechanan says, Amal Yisi Bais Adar. Had I been around that door, like Kivat El Basiri, had I been around that door, I would have talked about Kaveya, the day of mourning, the base of English destruction, not the 9th, but rather the 10th. Memeshe Rubish Leichel Bay Nisraf. It says clear, because rave of the Heichel was destroyed that day. So the burning started on the 9th and was completed on the 10th. So now we reconcile the 7th and 10th. 7 was the day they arrived there and set up shop to do their disgusting acts, whatever they wanted to do to defile the base of Middash. But the actual burning started on the 9th and Reva took place on the 10th. So why Tak do we commemorate the 9th? The beginning of Paranias, meaning the fact they came on the 7th and defiled it was terrible, but that was still intact. Once they started burning it, the starting of the burning was on the 9th. Even though Rave the burning was on the 10th, the starting of the burning was on the 9th, and therefore commemorate the starting of the burning. The first point out, there's even more than this, really next Gemara. Ubashnia, what happened in the second Beis Hamikdash? The first point out, the second Beis Hamikdash was Be'ikr burnt on the 9th. So the fact that the first was Be'ikr on the 10th, since it started on the 9th, and the second, we just had this a couple of months ago, we had, yesterday's daf, I think it was, actually, we had at the Shivas Batamas, we said, why are we commemorating the 17th, because that's the time where they breached the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. That was by the second Beis Hamikdash, but the first Beis Hamikdash, it was the 9th. It was the 9th. The Gemara asked, really, why is he saying the 17th? It's really the 9th. The Gemara answers, Kam Bais Rishon, Kam Bais Sheni. Bais Rishon was the 9th, Bais Sheni was the 17th. So then why do we take a commemorate the 17th? Simple, because that was the most recent destruction. That's the one that's been longer ago, 2,000 years. So we emphasize the 17th over the 9th, because you have to get, we're commemorating one of them for the event of breaking the walls of Yerushalayim, and the 17th is a more recent one. So too, that could be a simple explanation. The Gemara doesn't say over here, but that could be a simple explanation why we commemorate the 9th over the 10th, because it did start the burning of the first Beis Hamikdash on the 9th, and the second Beis Hamikdash, we're not going to even have that element that started on the 9th, ended on the 10th. It was more squarely on the 9th, and therefore makes sense to focus on the 9th. Again, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says, because Aschalta the Pranis. Now, there are some dina, Machla Maisa, important to point out. There are some dina that we continue even after Tisha B'Av. Our Gemara is going to focus a little bit on it later in the daf, about the Ashitas that say things attack us the entire month, the entire week of Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av. We don't pass that. We pass that really all the Avelis is from the beginning of Av till, or from the Shavua Shechal Bay through Tisha B'Av. That's what we pass in our Gemara, at least. However, the 10th of Av, Lamaisa, we still have Chumras. We treat the 10th of Av, till Chatzais of the 10th of Av, we treat it with many of the Chumras that we had in the 9 days, be it bathing, be it cleaning clothing, be it taking haircuts. We are more lenient than if Shasat Tzairich, we say it's not mamish like the 9 days, it's a trud more lenient than the 9 days itself. But we treat it, for the most part, if possible, we treat it like the 9 days. No meat, no wine, right? No bathing, no music, no laundering. We try to do as much as possible till Chatzais. And the idea why we wait to Chatzais is because of this Gemara, because the actual destruction of Bais Rishon, the majority, did take place on the 10th. Ubashnia. Now, how do we know that the
One thing that bothers me, the Biyachid is saying, I would have done it on the 10th, but it's not that my Chaverim did it already on
right.
the 9th, right?
Right.
Biyachid himself was the one who said the Sfara, Latim Bechisim Bechia Shalchinim. He said that Joshua of Tisha B'Av. What's the Biyachid saying?
What do you mean? Oh, so he's saying,
seven lines ago.
Right. So it's fine. You know what? I don't remember where I saw the question. Very good. I saw the question. You're saying it should be the 9th. I saw the question, and if I remember correctly, the answer, I saw a little bit of a diak in Rabbi Yochanan's words. The diak was, if you go back to Rabbi Yochanan's words over here, Ilmale Yisi Ba'isa Adar. It really connects to the teretz I was giving that the Gemara didn't give. That the second bias, Rabbi Yochanan lived after both, obviously, he's in Amira. The second bias was destroyed primarily on the 9th anyway. But says Rabbi Yochanan, if I was by that dar, dafka by the dar of bias Rishon, before the second bias was destroyed, I would have established it as the 10th, because at that point of time, the main day was the 10th. Enechanami, again, Rabbi Yochanan's words are meduyik, like the teretz, again, not the teretz Gemara gives, the teretz we gave. Enechanami, now it makes sense to be the 9th, not because of Schalta Tepranis necessarily, but because now the Ikr commemoration is for Bayis Sheni. But if I was there back then, the overriding Svara would have been, since it was mainly burnt on the 10th, that would be the day of commemorating. So maybe that answers your issue as well. Enechanami, that's the day they cried, but since it was destroyed more on the 10th, even though they had cried on the 9th, that would have been the day back then. Now, we revert back to, like, Lamaskana, we revert back to, unfortunately, second base, which was destroyed as well, we revert back to the 9th, which fits very well, that became the day that was Nikba, Ladarius for Bechia as well. So it could be that answers both questions.
And yeah. Rabbi Yochanan was alive. He was at Churban Beis Sheni.
He was after Churban Sheni. After Churban. Not during the Churban. Much after. You don't forget, the Churban Sheni was at the time of the Tanayim, of Rabbi Kiva. Remember Rabbi Kiva, the end of Mar Makkas, Rabbi Kiva, Shulam Holchabai, right? Churban Sheni was Rabbi Kiva. Those times, Rebbe lived like 100 years later, right? So you're talking about Rabbi Yochanan is many years after that. Okay. Okay, so Vishniya, the second bias, we already discussed the Miraglim, the Basura, where the Kaisel cry for a reason was on Tisha B'Av, Bais Rish was Tisha B'Av, Vishniya, and Bais Sheni, the destruction was on Tisha B'Av, Menon, Deitanya, Megagal Schus, Vim Zakai, Vachayv, Vim Chayev. When Megagal Schus for a day that's Zakai, and a Chayva for a day that's Chayev, Amru, Kishar Beis HaMikdash Barishayna, I say, I'm Erev Tisha B'Av, again, notice the Lashon. Erev Tisha B'Avayah. We said before by the Meraglim, Oisayim Erev Tisha B'Avayah. So again, you have the same conversation in the Mefarshim. Do we switch the words that wasn't Erev Tisha B'Av? Erev Tisha means the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. That's what it means, which is how we just explained a minute ago that the destruction, the burning started on the first bias in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. That's the Marshal Tzitaych. That's what it means over here. Or you switch the gears itself. By the way, it means Tisha B'Av. Oisayim Erev Tisha B'Avayah. Umaytzi Shabbos was actually Umaytzi Shabbos by Yisrushin. Umaytzi Shvi Yisayim. So it was actually a year after a Shemitah year, which part of Shira of Haisa, and you know his mishpar was by Bais Rishon, it was the mishpar of Yairoev, Valdivim Hayu Aimrim, and Levim would say Shira Vandim Dudchanim. Levim were middle saying Shira, standing on the platform specifically made for the Shira Mashira Aimrim. What Shira their middle saying this wall when the basement was destroyed? This they were middle of a Shira. Vyashivalam is Ainam Uvrasam Yatsmi same. Vlaispikulame Yatsmi same Hashem Makenu. They didn't have a chance for the pasuk to continue, which says Hashem will cut them off. Those that are trying to do violence to us, Hashem is going to cut them off. You never chance to say those words. Nachum came and conquered them. V'chem b'shnia. That was all a description of what happened by the Bayis Rishon. And v'chem b'shnia, the same thing happened by the second Bayis. Now, the same thing means the day was the day of Tisha B'Av. That's what the same thing means. But the first one discussed that it can't mamish mean the same with all the items listed and that we just quoted from Bayis Rishon. Why not? It can't be exactly the same as the first Chorban Bayis, because it says Mishmarta Sheyoyav, and we know we're smart. We just learned a couple of about ago that when they came back for the second, very good, Rabbi Yudari, when they came back for the second Bayis, we know only four of the Mishmaris came up. We listed the names, and we even said that Yerov, who was the Av of the Mishmarim, he's the head. He was not one of the ones that came up, and if he were to come up, he would not get back his original standing. He would not get back his original place of being the head because this Mishmar didn't come up. So if it didn't come up, it doesn't make sense that it'll be the same exact story as Bayis Rishon, and therefore they discuss what about the other items listed. What about the other items listed in this in over here? Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Shvius. Is that all the same? Or was the main focus on that it was just Tisha B'Av? That's the discussion in the Mefarshim. Okay, but either way, Tisha B'Av itself, we've established that day for sure was the day of Bayis Sheni as well. Look at the yes.
He could have come later on.
Right, he could have come back. It says, because the other rabbi, the Gemara says, if he was to come later, he wouldn't get back that exact spot. Sounds like, right, that maybe he did come later. Okay, but the first, apparently they knew that he did not come back.
You're talking about here.
Yes.
That was the
correct. That is correct, Larry. That's correct. Look at the Beitar. We said on that day, Beitar also, Beitar was conquered. Of course, we know Beitar was like a little bit of a reprieve. Even after Chorban Bayis, all the leading Rabbanim set up the shop and they were learning yeshivas in Beitar. And then 52 years of still trying to maintain a semblance of having a leadership with Klai Yisrael, Torah learning, and then that city was conquered. It was like, again, another Chorban Bayis. How do we know that it was on Tisha B'Av? Gemara. That's a Masaira. Nechusha here, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. How do we know that it was on Tisha B'Av? Tanya, Kishacharash, to Rufus of Russia, Seichel. Was it Rufus of Russia plowed over the Heichel? Nigsu Xeir Abraham Gamil Arega. At that same time, there's a Xeir Amram Gamil to be killed. But Ari Isa Adain Echad of Amabase Medrish Amar. A certain Roman officer came to the base of Medrish. He knew, he had wind of the fact that Amram Gamil was Nigsu to be killed. And he said, Balachaitim Misfakish, Balachaitim Misfakish. The one who's the big nose, so to speak. The big nose is Misfakish. Jump into Rashi. First, it's Rashi about 12 lines off the bottom of the page. The first word line is Balachaitim. Rashi has two taiches, bal chaitim, bal kaim avitzura. The nose is like, is part of the face, it's part of the upper part of the body, so it represents someone who's like, someone of stature, he's tall, he's true, he's distinguished, that's what he's bal chaitim. You know, you talk about people that are very stuffy, people that are very, you know, they walk with the nose in the air. Nachasron or Gamil has nose in the air, but he was prominent, and therefore he's called bal chaitim, it's one taich, ulashachar, gadol adar. He was the gadol adar, what chaiches gadol adar to the chaitim. Again, the idea is that the nose is prominent on the face, it sticks out, it's noticeable on the face. He sticks out from the Yidden for Klai Yisrael because he was the leader. Okay, you'll see from the story, he wasn't coming to disparage, he was coming to say clearly compliment. Shama, so he called out, he said the one with the big nose is wanted, meaning your leader is wanted. Shama Gamil Azatash Minayo. Gamil ran and he hid from the Romans. Azagabe Betzina. So this officer went in the private to Gamil. Amale Imatsin Alach Maisisli Al Amadasi. If I save you from getting killed by the Romans, will you take me with you into El Maba? Amalein, Gamil said yes. Amalei, Ishtabali. So he said, swear to me. Ishtabali. So this officer obviously had a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Schar Va'inish and in El Maba. So Rav Gamil swore to him. Solik Le'igra, Nuffled Mace. The officer went up to the roof, jumped off, and killed himself. And he died. And that Sefer Gamil has the Sefer Gamil. Ukamiri, Dikri Gelzer Gzerto, Mace Haminayu, Bevatak Gzertayu. When they make a Gzera, the Roman officials, and one of their officers die, one of the people of their you know, Chaver Knesset dies, then they annul the decree. That's like a bad omen, they annul the decree. So what happened by him dying, they annul the decree of Gamil. Yatza Baskov Amra Adain Zeh Mizum al-Chayim Abba. This official is Mizum al-Chayim Abba, attack of the promise came true. Turn about him. Mishachar B'Bayis Rishayin, when the first Bayis was destroyed. So those are the five things that happened on Tishba. We finished the five things of Shiva Zatamas. These are the five things of Tishba. Now I'm going to speak more about when the Bayis was destroyed. Before we get into it, actually, one or two points that I want to mention the Gabi, the Shivrei Haluchas. We discussed, we touched on it in the yesterday shir. We discussed about the Haluchas being destroyed. That's what, that was Shivas Batamas. So we discussed that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we brought the famous Gemara, Yashkech Shibarta, Meshav, and we saw the Kli Yisrael was doing the Avodah Zarah, they're doing the Eagle, and Hashem said, Yashkech Shibarta. So the Beis Halevi brings that there's actually a lot more depth to this whole Shaka V'Taya. Meaning, the first Luchas had in them some sort of power that the understanding the Aseres HaDibros, understanding the Torah, understanding the meaning, not only was it, you know, you're able to read from both sides, clearly, you know, the letters were never backwards. No matter which I look at it, it was clear, and some of the letters were hanging in an ace because they weren't attached, but they still were hanging, like the Mem and the Samach, right? They were able to hang in an ace. But besides for that, there was a certain clarity that if you read the Luchas, the Luchas, and maybe the Torah in general, was easily understandable. It was very easy to understand it. It didn't take that much Igiyah, that much Amelus. Says the Beis Halevi, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, what did he see? He saw the Am that went through the Makkos, they witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf, and so quickly they fell to the Avodah Zarah. How is the Shaykh, they had the biggest testimonies for Amuna, and yet they fell right away into Avodah Zarah? How's the Shaykh? Moshe Rabbeinu surmised that, you know what the idea is? The idea is that they didn't, as much as they suffered in Mitzrayim, but they didn't work for their Amuna, they didn't work for their belief in Hashem, they didn't have to struggle to find it. It was so obvious, they could not find it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Nisim Gluyim, how could they not believe in Hashem? When the Emunah comes via, I don't want to say easy, but when it comes, when it's spoon-fed, when it doesn't come through Amelus, then it's not everlasting. Moshe Rabbeinu realized the same is going to be with the Torah. If the Torah is not going to come with Amelus, it won't be everlasting. Says the Beis Halevi, Moshe Rabbeinu therefore took the Luchas and broke them. He wasn't stopped breaking the first Luchas. He was breaking them for a new set of Luchas that were not going to be as clear. It wasn't going to be as easy. Somehow the power of just looking at the Luchas, understanding whatever they means, won't be as easy. We have to schwitz a little bit. We have to work harder to learn Torah. When we schwitz more and work harder, it'll be more of an everlasting Kinyan HaTorah. That is the idea, a beautiful idea that the Beis Halevi elaborates on, and he said there's a difference between the Luchas Shnius and the Luchas Rishonius, and that's part of the idea of Yashish Kaycha Shishibarta. However, just a side point, Reuven Feinstein Shlita, Reuven Feinstein pointed out that it's a little bit of a chiddush. The Beis Halevi says it's not a beautiful vart, but it's a chiddush in the words, because the Lushnius, right, you should make for me Luchas Shnius Karishinus, Psalacha Karishinus. Very specific that it's like the first ones. You could say like means like, same words, but different powers, but again, the Lushn of Karishinus is a little bit mashpin, that it's identical to the first ones, not a whole new breed, the way the Beis Levi is saying it. There's a little of aura that Reuven Feinstein should have had on the Beis Levi, but the essay of the Beis Levi is beautiful. Okay. One other point, the Gemara elsewhere discusses the lashon of the pasuk, bachai sivcha balayla, right? Double lashon, bachai sivcha balayla. The bachai sivcha is a reference, by the Tzukma, when they, that's what we say in Eicha, right? Bachai sivcha balayla. So what's referring to? Balayla is referring to the night when the Maragim came back with the report. That's the night they came back with the report, that's slightly quiet. And because of that, there was going to be a bachai sivcha. Obviously, Bayis Rishon, and by Sheni, Bachi Sifcha, double Lashon, and by Shvisa by Sheni. Again, I believe it's Gemara somewhere, which makes this reference, connects to Gemara beautifully. Gemara doesn't bring it, but connects to Gemara beautifully at the Bachi Sifcha Balayla, because of the crying, the simple teachers, they cried a lot that night. It's all referring to the crying at the night when the Maragim came back, but because of the crying that night, it was a Bachi Sifcha, double crying, by Shvisa by Sheni, on that day later on. When the first base of English was destroyed, the groups of young Kahanim gathered together with the keys to the Heichel in their hands. They went up to the roof of the Heichel. We obviously were not zeichet to be proper gizbarim, proper gabayim on the base of English, proper caretakers. Therefore, the keys should be given back to you. And they screwed the keys up to Shemayim. And this is the second time we had this lesson in the past 5 blocks. We had this by Rabbi Chanina ben Eisa. Maybe 6 months ago. I think we had this on Tuesday's daf. V'yatza came pieces yad. We had this back in Afrofe, I think it was, right? A kepi sasyad, like a hand emerged from Shemayim. That was the hand that gave Rav Chaim Deis and his wife the leg from the golden leg for the table. A hand emerged from Shemayim, the kibbutz asamayim, and accepted the keys from the Pirkei Kuna. Here's the part that's a little hard, difficult to swallow. And kafsu v'naflu zechar, and the kind of jumped into the flames in the base of Middash being burnt. They jumped into the flames. They were consumed with the destruction of the base of Middash. V'aleim kain yishav anavi, and on them yishav anavi said a kin as follows. Masagei chizayin malacha ifa kilisa kulach legagas. You all went up to the roof. That's talking about the kind of going up to the rooftops. Tishuos melei ir oimia kriya liza chalalech lechale chalalayich. Chalach means like your deaf, your dead ones. Lechale, your hollow ones. Lechale cherev. They're not the victims of a cherev, of a sword. V'lei mesa mechama, and they're not the victims of mesa mechama. Rather, how they died? They died because they fell into the destruction of the base mitzvah itself. They weren't killed by the war or by the swords of the enemy. They were killed by their own, so to speak, their own hand, by falling into the fire in the base of Middash. Afgash Baruch Hu Nemar, I'm sure there's a lot of raid on whether or not that's something we're allowed to do. No, we're not judging those kind of per se, but whether or not that's something we're allowed to do. Afgash Baruch Hu Nemar Mekarker Kir Vishaya Alahar. That Gosh Baruch Hu also, so to speak, it says as well that he cries and laments about the Hartzion, the Har Hartzion that was destroyed. We said in the Mishnah.
Just as an aside,
yeah.
I don't think that they had a choice. Meaning
they were going to be killed anyway. They were going to be killed anyway.
They were going to die from the fire anyway.
They're going to die from the fire anyway. That's a good you say. By the way, I wasn't going to we touched on a little bit of the Haruga Malchus, but the famous story with Chanim ben Trajan, he begged the Roman official to take the straw, the hay, whatever it was, off his heart in order that he should die faster. And we discussed in the past, big, beautiful pshat from Shlomo Milishli, it's a beautiful pshat. I remember I asked him once on that Gemara, is that a raya that if a person is suffering a lot of pain, is that a raya when a person is suffering a lot of pain, he's allowed to end his life earlier, right? And live earlier, not to just be around, just to suffer in pain if he's going to die anyway. And he gave an unbelievable answer. He said that there's also a Gemara we had about someone who sliced off his friend's head, but he sliced it right through and it stayed in its place. So he didn't die, but he was a dead man walking because the second he moved, the second the wind blew, he was going to die. And he asked the Amir next to him, I think it was Rebzera, did I do good? The guy who used the knife. And the Amir said back, oh, you did great. Why don't you finish the job? Finish the job. Kill him. Totally. Like he's about to be dead. Kill him totally. And we ask, how can you tell him to do that? Just because he wants to save his own life. He tells him to hasten the death of someone else. So Rav Shlomo said the same aside on both these Gemaras, on both these stories, that in both cases, in this case of the Roman officer with Rav Chanina ben Trajan, he was the one, that was his job. His job was to strap up Rav Chanina and burn him at stake. So he already did enough. Rav Chanina ben Trajan was going to die from the matzav he was in. He was going to die. It was a matter of how soon he was going to die, but he was definitely going to die. This Roman officer was the one that already killed him. He did the act of strapping him onto the stake and setting him on fire. So he did the act of killing him. Happens to be, he was now able to hasten the killing since he was going to die anyway. Hastening the death is not a problem. Shlomo is saying, essentially was, hastening a guaranteed death is not a problem. The issue is, whoever's going to hasten it is not allowed to do it. Meaning that trying to die earlier, when someone's only in pain and they're guaranteed to die, is inherently not an issue. The problem is no one can carry it out, because whoever carries it out is doing an act of Ritzicha. But it cannot be that one guy does an act of Ritzicha on the same person twice. The same person can't do Ritzicha twice on the same victim. Therefore, since it was the same officer who had put Rabbi Chaim ben Trajan in this matzav in the first place, he is a dead man walking. This Rabbi Chaim ben Trajan was going to die regardless from the act of this officer. So hastening the death, he's the only one in the world that can hasten the death. Who's this? Namely, the officer. Same story when that Amir, again, I forgot the name, when he tells the Meshugana, yes, you did great, finish the job. He's telling someone who already killed, he did a Ritzicha. Ritzicha's done. He's Chayav Misa for doing Ritzicha. This other guy's in pain. He's not dead yet. He's about to die. Finish the job, because he can't be Chayav Ritzicha for killing a dead person. When it's the same one. Another, we know, a Surah, 10 people that get involved in a Misa, they all can be Chayav Misa. But the same person can't be Chayav twice for killing the same person. It's a beautiful chap. The point is, it makes it a little bit impractical. Rav Shlomo is saying a big aside. The aside is that hastening a death in order not to suffer pain, meaning there's no chief to stay alive just to suffer pain. And hasting a death, but etzem, conceptually, hasting a death itself, the issue is not that the person is dying faster. The issue is whoever does the act to hasten it is still doing an act of Ritzicha, and that can't be done. That's the issue overall. In these cases, it wasn't going to happen.
So that's
one of you, quick.
The exit is going to go right away.
I'm sorry?
The executioner, the Roman, got oil of Abba right away.
Yeah, he jumped in the fire. Yeah. That was part of the deal. Very similar to this story. Very similar to the story we just had. He jumped in the fire and he got oil of Abba right away. Yes. Reversh?
But this is assisted death then.
Yeah, correct. That's the whole shayla. But again, you can't take a
psak. Says that it's okay.
No. You didn't listen to what I said. Chas v'sholem. You did not hear what I said. Chas v'sholem.
He said
conceptually. Let me be very clear. I'll say the one. It's maybe not the context. Maybe it's not the context for Daf Yomi here. What he said was that the hastening of the death itself, the fact that the person is dying earlier, is not an issue. That's fine, but no one's able to do it because whoever does it is doing an act of ritzicha. It's very, 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 very. Right. It's very nuanced, but it's very clear. The hastening of death. You don't say that he's supposed to live longer. Let him suffer and live longer. That's a person's tafkid. No. There's no chiyuv to stay. There's no chiyuv to resuscitate in such a case. Let's put it that way. There's no chiyuv to stay alive to suffer. But no one could do the act of ritzicha. Big nafkmina. A person should ask, of course, a competent level. Okay. Mishnah Zalamat specifically said, when Av comes, I'm sorry, we have to go back there. When Av comes, we're Mait Basimcha, Amrav Yudah Bered, Rav Shumul, Bashilas, Rav Rav, Kishem Mishnichas Av Mat Basimcha, Kach Mishnichas Adar, Mar Mishnah. We point down the Mishnah didn't say the flip side. The Gemara brings the flip side, just like when it comes to Av Mat Basimcha, so too it comes to Adar, Mar Basimcha. Some want to say that the Lashem Matam is Mashba, you can still have to do acts of Simcha, but you're supposed to, minimize it a little bit. They say, Avadanat, it means you're not supposed to do anything that's specifically joyous. You're supposed to do the matan as a nice lashon. You're not supposed to do anything which is specifically joyous. Of course, in the Sefer HaKadoshim from the Sefer Chasidus, obviously, when you hear what we're about to say, they put the kam a little bit different. Mishnichas Av. We know Av at the time with his terrible, terrible mazel, terrible, terrible, terrible powers in the world. How you memayat the terrible powers? Memata besimcha. Ayde simcha, you memayat the terrible powers. Ayde simcha. Mamish in opposite way of what the Gemara is saying. And the bigger issue, not that I'm anti-chassan, I think it's nice, I always like those types of concepts. But the problem with that is, of course, go the other way. Mishnichas adar. Marba Mesimcha, what are you going to do over there? I'm not sure. I'm going to make the comment over there. Okay, but that's how in the Svarim they bring an idea that Yimamayit, the bad tidings, the bad mazalas, by incorporating Simcha into our lives. Okay, says Gemara, further top on base. Amar Papa Hilkach, Bar Yisol, Disle, Dina, Bahati Nochi, a Yid who has a judgment, a court case with a guy, L'shami Neb'av, he should elude him. During Av. Av is a bad month to go to court case with a guy. Eluded during Av to Ram Mazel because the Mazel of the Yid is bad in Av. Let him say Mav Shabadar and make himself available for the court case in Adar to worry Mazel because the healthy Mazel in Adar. Lassel Chemachas for Sikba. Pasuk says, another member, the reason this comes up here is another member from the same author, Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas. In the name of Rav, to give you a future and hope. What does that mean? That means even when they went into Golas, they were going to have enough of a supply of date trees and of big day of begadim of pishtan of linen begadim to take care of themselves. This really is no shaychus. Again, there's a pasuk about Yaakov Avinu smelling. Yitzchak Avinu, smelling Yaakov when he came to steal the brachas, when he was wearing, of course, the ace of clothing that he got from Nimrod. So it says, Yaakov says, I smell on my son the Reach Hasad, the Reach Bini, must be its Esav, even though the call was called Yaakov, it must be its Esav. Amar Reid of Shields, Mishmei de Rav, Kireach Hasad de Shatapuchim. It smelled like the field of, so Tapuchim typically is touched as apple trees. It felt like, it smelled like a field of Tapuchim, of apple trees. This may be part of the idea where we get from, where did that beged get the smell from? Of course, because that beggar was the beggar that was inherited by Nimrod from Adar Mishan. Esav killed Nimrod and took it from Nimrod. Nimrod got from Adar Mishan, and Adar Mishan got that smell because that's what he was wearing when he had the chait of the eating from the Eitz Hadas. And this is where some of the concept comes from. People have the notion that the Eitz Hadas was apple tree, and so the world says at large, this could be the idea where it comes from. However, right away, jump into Tosfos. What does it say? Shel Tapuchim? Yesh Farshim Tapuchim? Kireach Esregim. Famous idea from Tosfos that it didn't mean Tapuchim. It means, first of all, apples, they have a smell, but not nearly as strong as the smell of this regim. It means the reich of the esrog tree. This is Tosfos Shita in more than one place that the Eitz Hadas was not referring to an apple tree. It was referring to, some want to say it was referring to grapes, right? Tree of grapes. Tosfos learning it refers to an esrog tree. That is the Eitz Hadas. That was according to Tosfos, it was an esrog tree, which of course has a very strong smell. This smell was imbued into the begotten that Adam Rishon had when he left Gan Eden, when he was thrown out of Gan Eden, and Nimrod had it, and now Esav had gotten it for Nimrod, and now Yaakov was wearing it. Okay. Shabbos Shechol Yis Tisha B'Av, B'Sei Chasun L'Sap L'Chabbos. We said the Shabbos, the week that Tisha B'Av is Chalin, it's usher to take the haircut and launder. We say not just the week, we Again, that's Svar, Taka does the week. Ashkenaz does all the way from Rishchaydish, number one, and we do haircuts all the way from Shivas Batamas. Amar Rav Nachman, Leshan Lechabas Levilbash. So when it comes to the Rebbe laundering, we only say it's usher to launder if you're going to wear it. Avachabas Lanich, but there's always a famous question. When a person is usher to launder things, could he, he's usher to wash it to wear? Could he bring it to the cleaners and pick it up after the 9 days or not? So Rav Nachman says, yeah, no problem. Bring it to the cleaners. You just don't wear it. However, right, to wash it is okay. V'rav, sheish samar, no. And this is a paskin. Afil chapis lanich aser. Even to wash it and to put it away, even to wash it, not wear it, is also going to be aser. Amar v'sheish is teda. I'll bring you a proof that v'sheish is correct. The bali kitzri v'rav. The launderers, those who do laundry in v'rav, were butl. They were butl for malacha during this time. They didn't launder at all. Why didn't they launder? Just do the laundry and stash it away for after 9 days. Teretz, they didn't do it because you're not allowed to launder. Doing the laundry yourself. And the first one discussed that doing the laundry itself is not just wearing clean clothing. It's cleaning clothing. Also, it's a level not leaving clothing dirty helps create the avira, the atmosphere of the avelas. Okay, why do we call those who do laundry, why are they called kitzri? So it's a shayla. Either that's the word in Babylonian, in Aramaic, the word is kitzri, or kitzri means flush and making shorter. This is not a new issue. When you bring yourself to the cleaners or you wash it, that it shrinks is an age old problem. They used to wash the clothing, it would shrink a bit. So therefore they got the lashon of kitzri from the lashon of making it katzar, making it strong, making it smaller. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Nach kasha, so Rav Sheish is put a raya to Rav Sheshes, brought a raya, sorry, to himself, that it's usher not just to launder it to put away, it's usher to launder b'chlal, even if you're not going to wear it, sorry, not just to launder to wear it is usher, even to launder to put away is usher. He brought a raya from the fact that the people of Rav's house were butl. The Gemara has to bring another raya to Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman. Mas Rav Amnuna. The Chamish B'tar Menei Kavet Shabbos on the Mishnah. Then on Thursday, you're allowed to wash clothing out to Kavet Shabbos. Lamai, which clothes? What do you mean you wash the Kavet Shabbos? Even the Chabbos Lubush, you mean to wash it and wear it on Thursday? My Kavet Shabbos, like you have Kavet Shabbos wearing on Thursday? That's not Kavet Shabbos. El Aniach. El Mai means you let it wash it and put it away to wear on Shabbos. Uve Chamish Yudashari, and was saying that Thursday's mutter, Aval Shabbos Kula Aser. It's very clear, the rest of the week, Sunday through Wednesday, would not be mutter to wash, even to put away for Shabbos for afterwards. You see very Tisha B'Av that says on a Friday. So you're not allowed to wash it the rest of the week to wear it for after Tisha B'Av. Very clear raya to Rav Sheshes that washing it even to put away is prohibited. Nagam Nachman. Answer the Rav Nachman will defend and say, La'ilam l'chabas l'bush, we're talking on Mishnah about washing it and wearing it right away. Meaning, the only issue of Rav Nachman is to wash it and wear it right away. To wash it and put it away for later is takanat aser. We're talking about to wash it and wear it right away. I ask, why are you wearing it on Thursday? K'sheina el cholag echad. He only has one shirt. He only has one, one garment to wear. Dar Rav Asya Rav Yechanan, m'sheina cholag echad, mutu l'chabse b'chol shamayid. Just like we have the same idea that when it comes to chalamayid, we don't do laundry. If one only has one garment, he's allowed to wash on chalamayid because you don't want to go too many days without washing, it could be dangerous for lice and other critters in the clothing. So too, and therefore you're allowed to wash it, and you can't tie it up. You should have washed it before Yantif. He did, but he's got to wash it again now because it's been a couple of days. So too, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday and he only has one garment, he's not only washing it on Thursday, he's washing it on Thursday to be prepared for Shabbos, but he's going to have to put it back on when? When's he put it back on? He can't go undressed for 2 days, so he puts it back on Thursday. Because washing on Friday, obviously, is not an option, because that is Tisha B'Av itself. So you make it a day early, you wash it on Thursday, and he dons it back on Thursday. So therefore, Rav Nachman is saying, that's the heter. The heter is to wash and wear the same day, dafka, Thursday, when he has one garment. But to wash and put away, that's always mutter anyway. That's Rav Nachman will learn. It's Barnami. We talk of a mayor now that agrees to Rav Nachman is the kula. Amar Rabbi Yamin Amar Belazar, Leshan El Chavis Velubish Avlanich Mutter. This is only to wash it and to wear it right away. But to wash it and put it away, that is going to be, that's permissible. However, again, the Mar's next question now on Rabbi Elazar, which is really the same question I'm asking on Rav Nachman, same type of question. As El Chavis Tefei Tisha B'Av, Afilu Laniach Lach Tisha B'Av, Aser, this is black and white, there's a price. Aser to wash before Tisha B'Av, even to wear after Tisha B'Av. That's done. That's our question. We have we can stop right there. We slugged up Rav Nachman and Rav Binyamin in the name of Rav Elazar. But the market continues with the price anyway. The Geshlan Shalanu, our Gets, when we press our clothing, is Kibishlam. It's the same as their laundry. Our pressing cleans it, makes it fresh, just like when they used to launder. So that's also Aser to do during the 9 days for afterwards. Uklei Pishin, Amen Meshigas. But Linen Begadim, even when you press it, it doesn't get that new, fresh look as being brand new and nice. So over there, pressing it is not considered an Aser pressing by a Pishin. Okay. But the point is, we said in the first line, it's Aser to be wash and put away for later. Says Mar Tiyufta. That's a clear Tiyufta on Rabbi Lazar and also Huadin Lechira, Rav Nachman. It's Tiyufta on that ruling. Let's see a little bit further. We'll stop. We're not going to finish the entire daf, not so much because we're short on time, but mostly because we're going to leave a little bit extra too for Monday. Let's see a little further. Shalcha Bitzel Bar Giyuri, Mishmei Rav Yechanan, Alfa Yisham Mekli Pishtan, Eimam Shem Geyetz, even though we said about Linn Begadim, that they don't have the Isser of Geyetz, of pressing, Aval, even though they don't have the iser of pressing during the 9 days, but it's still usher to wear freshly pressed linen begadim during the week, during the week of Tisha B'Av that is chal, to wear freshly pressed linen begadim is also prohibited. So the actual pressing itself is maybe not the same level as washing on the begadim, but wearing freshly pressed is a problem. Okay, now we're going to have a whole discussion whether the surim of Tisha B'Av extend past Tisha B'Av or only till Tisha B'Av. I'll read the first words, and then we'll leave the rest of the rayas for tomorrow. Amrav leishan alul funav aval achrav mutar shmul amar fil achrav nami aser. Rav says all this discussion was about when we talk about the week of Tisha B'Av. It's before Tisha B'Av, but after Tisha B'Av is always mutar. So we talk about shvur shachal bay aser leiv b'shabes shachal Tisha B'Av v'zayichay. Or all the din we discussed till now, lagabi the week of Tisha B'Av shvur shachal bay. It's talking about before Tisha B'Av, afterwards not. Shmuel says even afterwards. When you talk about the week of Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, the entire week following maintains those Isurim. The Isurim extend even after Tisha B'Av. We will see Rayas against Shmuel, Rayas back and forth in the upcoming Gemara, which we'll leave in Mitzvah for tomorrow. Agat Avach.